Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today features a story by reporter Brittany Light. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us to talk about the business climate on Kauai. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, Kauai not doing so good?
It's a real struggle. And Brittany, who actually worked on Kauai before she joined us at Civil Beat, stays in touch, goes over there quite a lot. She opens her story today at the Grand Hyatt Kauai Resort and Spa, which Poipu, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the largest hotel on the Garden Island. And it came back last month in November. The hotel brought about maybe 400, 500 of its staff back to work. I mean, that's half of its original size. But it's because there were indications, solid indications, that people wanted to go travel to Kauai again. You saw indications, bookings to the island. But then along came the day after Thanksgiving. And that's the day that Governor Ige approved Mayor Derek Kawakami's request to pull out of that safe travels program, right? The one that's opened October 15th, requiring the pre-travel testing so you could bypass the quarantine. But, you know, that's not the case anymore. Everybody has to go under quarantine when they visit Kauai for the time being. The mayor has said that it is needed in order to regain control of COVID-19. Numbers were pretty low, and then, of course, they had a bit of a spike.
Right. So now we've got, what, the Grand Hyatt, what, shutting down again?
Yes, and definitely, and it's not the only organization, and the reason is because the numbers just aren't there. Brittany looks at passenger arrivals, for example, on December 2nd. They plunged more than 90%. That's amazing. She looked at an unemployment claims report one week in which it jumped something like 15% from the week before. The Chamber of Commerce over there is saying, you know, a lot of businesses really are on their last lifeline. Yes, some of them are going to reapply for SBA loans, but there's businesses like the Ono Family Restaurant that's in Kapa'a, and according to Brittany's story, it's not going to reopen after 40 years of a family business. You know, you just can't survive on catering and takeout.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking public health, but there's also economic health, and there's a price to pay, I guess, for the shutdown.
There is, and here's the concern. A lot of the folks that Brittany talked to on Kauai said, you know, when they talk to visitors or people that think about coming here, they're frustrated by the constant changes to, you know, what's the protocol? When can I come? For how long can I stay? Do I have to get a test? Do I have to do quarantine? It changes so often. And what she's hearing people tell her is that tourists are saying, look, we're going to go somewhere else. This is just not a big attraction for us. We don't want to go through all these hard hoops in order to travel to Kauai.
Yeah, they either go to Florida or Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah, there's plenty of others. You know, another thing that was interesting in Brittany's story, I thought today, is there's actually a photo of one of those electronic monitoring bracelets. Because remember, bubble resorts have been operating on Kauai. I think there's at least five of them. And you know, it's there to make sure that you don't leave the property. I mean, you can go golfing. You can use the swimming pool. Everyone's got to abide by the social distancing and whatnot. But you got to wear that monitor. But here's the bottom line. You can't leave the property. And, I mean, that's nice to visit a place where it seems to be safe. But I think you are going to visit Hawaii because you want to go to the beaches. You want to drive around. You want to see other attractions. And so that's another frustration for folks who may come here.
Yeah, because
or want to come here.
It, you know, you're weighing, right? This is risky business traveling. You know, what am I going to do if I get there and, you know, the rules change?
Exactly. And as you mentioned in the earlier report with Ryan, you know, the governor's going to introduce his budget next week, and we'll see. Without that revenue coming from tourists, that's going to contribute to this huge hole in our state budget.
Right. So a lot can happen in the next couple of weeks before 2020 goes away. And let's look for a brighter 2021. And again, hearts go out to the small businesses on Kauai and all the islands. But thanks so much,
Absolutely.
Chad.
Absolutely. Thanks, Catherine.
That was Politics and Opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. You can read Brittany Light's story at civilbeat.org.